Money, money, money. Hello from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith. Good morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
Am I counting 13? 13? Can we see 14? Give me 14.
Hey, it's going to be close. The Dow is up 0.05% at the moment. Now, if it makes it 13, that will be the best winning streak in terms of pod performances since January 1987. So, look, the Fed has just come through. They've raised rates predictably by 25 basis points. That's the highest in 22 years. That was largely expected. They said they're going to remain data dependent. So it's probably going to be about, you know, what Jerome Powell says in about 15 minutes time that clinches it either way for the Dow. Earnings front, a pretty strong day overall, I'd say. Alphabet shares are up 6%. Second quarter revenue is up 7% year over year. Doing well in their cloud unit. Ad revenue up 3.3%. So that's dispelled fears over lower ad spending in the economy. But Microsoft, on the other hand, a bit of disappointment over their cloud business. That growth has slowed to 26% from 27%. Revenue's up 8%. Shares fell 4%, but they have been at record highs and are up around about 40% this year. But yeah, a bit of a soft outlook for Windows software, and also in terms of the growth coming from AI, they're going to charge for that as part of their applications. Spotify shares are back on the up after tumbling yesterday, up 5%. Their active users rose 27%. They're putting up prices by as much as 20%, but they are retreating from an aggressive podcast push, including taking a $34 million hit after cancelling Harry and Meghan's podcast series. One exec said it should have been called The Grifters after the lack of productivity during the contract. Snap shares, that social messaging company, isn't doing very well at all today, down 18%. They missed expectations. Visa earnings, they rose, but the shares slipped. But Boeing shares jumped over 6%. Aerospace company's revenue 18% higher to just under $20 billion in that top estimates.
And the reason for that will be something like Rolls-Royce and why they're doing well. This is Rolls-Royce the engine maker, not Rolls-Royce the car maker.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that as well. But yeah, the world's second largest maker of aircraft engines, they beat expectations in the half. Their shares soared 20%. Pretty amazing there. So the first 6 months of the year expected to be much higher than expectations. Underlying profit in the range of 660 to 680 million sterling. Now that compares to estimates of half that. So yeah, the street got that completely wrong. Margin improvement, the highlight. Civil defence divisions leading the way as well. So engines going very well. Also, actually, speaking of, you mentioned Rolls-Royce cars, so Aston Martin, they're doing pretty well as well. Losses narrowed, they maintained annual guidance. Revenue up 3%, they sold 3,000 vehicles. James Bond, he'd be proud. British American Tobacco, first half revenue's going well there. Profits up 60%, but they took an impairment on Russia last year. Smoking, that might be a dying habit, but the pushing to next generation products, heated tobacco and vapes. International travel is actually helping them out as well in terms of duty free. And Reckitt Benckiser, they make the likes of Dettol and Nurofen. They posted net revenue up 6% as well. So good story across the Atlantic as well.
Oh, right. And a good news story across Australia. Inflation, hey,
It continues, doesn't it? So inflation's heading down pretty much everywhere in the world, including across the Tasman. Headline inflation fell to 6% from 7% in March. We talked about yesterday being coming expectations around about 6.2, so that was good. Easing price pressures of discretionary consumer goods, clothes and appliances. Figures weaken expectations, and also the RBA's official forecast. Trimmed mean inflation, which is what the central bank mainly looks at, that slowed to 5.9% from 6.6%, and that was below expectations of 6. And for the quarter, prices increased by 0.8%. Now, that's the softest pace since September 2021. So it's a bit of a gift for outgoing RBA Governor Philip Lowe. Possibly they've done enough to combat inflation. There's still strong services inflation, but the market implied chances of a rate rise by the RBA next week has fallen to around 30% from 54% pre that read.
Give me some more numbers.
Yeah, so the Dow, let's fingers crossed there, Mike, for a lucky 13, up 14 points at the moment, 35,452. S&P 500 down 0.3%, NASDAQ down 0.5%, FTSE down 0.2%, ASX 200, like those inflation numbers, up 0.85%, 7,402. Gold up $7.20 an ounce, oil down 75 cents, 78.88. Currency markets, Kiwi weaker against the US, 62 even. That may change after Powell's comments. The A dollar, we're up 0.4%, 91.94. Sterling, we're down 0.4%, 48 even. NZ 50 up 0.17%, 11.954. And let's see what Powell's got to say.
I reckon we'll have it for you, no worries. Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith at Devon Funds Management.